And on the way down here, I saw a report in the PNAS coming out shortly, where they looked at IGF-2 imprinting in the children from mothers who were pregnant during a wartime famine in World War II in Holland. And what they found is that the offspring had much lower levels. If your mother had been fasting during the time of your pregnancy, you had much lower levels of IGF-2 imprinting. So in other words, your genome and your subsequent gene expression is being altered by the diet of your mother upstream. And there's evidence in prostate cancer that smoking or your grandfather's hereditary dietary patterns may be implicated in the same way. Finally, I'm going to give us a glimpse into the future, I hope, by talking about the therapeutic potential of these drugs, of this knowledge. Throughout the mutational and the DNA era, we hoped that somehow you could either put back in a deleted P53 molecule or a mutated P53 molecule, and thereby